This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For edition of Auto World, what have we got on the plate? Well, in this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's publisher of ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel will be along, and anytime Tom joins us, you can count on us talking about new cars, talking about new car reviews for 2019, 2020, 2021, and beyond. And of course, Tom, who does a great job with all of his work at ConsumerGuide.com, also likes to take a look back and a step back and look at some of the humorous sides of the automotive business as well. Coming up, heard on many of these Auto World stations, in hour number two, we'll bring forth the Doctor of Oil, Dan Watson, for a little bit of Oil 101. If you've got an oil question, you're going to want to hang around for that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Alex is running master control as we await the arrival of producer Mackenzie, but we're in good hands, both with our producer and with our guest. It's my pleasure to go to the windy city of Chicago, to the suburbs, and bring forth the man who is the head guy, the big cheese, the number one fellow at ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel joins us, and we welcome him. Tom, thank you. Thanks so much for being here, Tom. Hopefully we got all our things in proper position.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Just fine. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, we got lots to talk about. You guys have been busy at ConsumerGuide.com. And don't forget about the blog. And why don't we do it right off the bat? You guys just do a tremendous job with the blog that you do, and you promote it once a week through an email blast. But for those of our listeners who have never visited ConsumerGuide.com and have never visited the Daily Drive, what kind of stuff can they expect to find?
Yeah, even if you're not looking for a new car or a used car, you want to check out the blog if things aren't about of interest to you in any way. Our guy Rick Cotta, who hits the road and drives everything before everyone else, he does his nice long form first spins. Those live there. We look back in time. We love classic advertising, and we like to share a lot of that there. Additionally, we do some fun stuff with rebates, with stuff you need to know about buying a car, all sorts of good stuff. We've been into color a little bit lately, too. We've got a piece up there about new colors this year. That's worth checking out as well.
Excellent. We're definitely going to have to touch on that during your visit. But let's begin by talking about the revival of an old nameplate. The Chevrolet Blazer is back, and you make some very good points about whenever an automotive team and brand decides to resurrect a nameplate, there's always a bit of a gamble. And, sometimes it's right on the money, and other times not so. And interestingly enough, you wrote in this piece about the Blazer that it could have been called the Monte Carlo as well. So let's talk a little bit about that pressure of resurrecting the Blazer nameplate.
Yeah, I mean, Blazer is a great name. If you're roughly my age, maybe a little bit younger, you remember the old Blazers of yore that were based on the CK pickups and were serious off-roaders. They were fun vehicles and serious utility vehicles. It's a good name. Chevy brought it back for a new crossover. This vehicle slots between the compact Equinox and the largish midsize Traverse in Chevy's lineup. Both of those vehicles sell very well for the brand. But this vehicle is a little bit different. It's smaller in size than the Traverse, only has two seating rows, but a little bit less functionality. The cargo space really isn't there. In terms of cargo space, it's no bigger than the compact Equinox, but the cabin space is there for front and rear seat passengers. But the interior is very nice. There's a lot of equipment there if you want it, and the price gets a little bit high. The vehicle we drove was in premier trim with all-wheel drive and got very close to $50,000. This is a nice vehicle. It's not as functional as other Chevy vehicles, and this is why I like thinking of it as more of a personal luxury vehicle. It's sort of the utility vehicle for people who might need a utility vehicle, but mostly it's a great personal conveyance with a lot of space for people, which is why I suggested perhaps we call it Monte Carlo instead of Blazer.
Very good. I get where you're going with that, and it's an excellent point. Stylistically, the vehicle is, you know, good looking. It's not blow you away good looking. It's got a absolutely mammoth grill on the front. I don't know why auto manufacturers tend to equip so many vehicles these days with truck-like grills, but the Blazer does it big grill style, and also has a rather small greenhouse, and hence, like you say, a more sporty look from the side. And as you point out, it has lots of comfort and convenience features and some available safety features as well. Interestingly enough, there's a, you know, I love the band Steely Dan. There's a reference to a Blazer in a song called Janie Runaway, and it says, "Let's take the Blazer, it's nice inside." And they've taken that credo from the song and done it here for 2019, because I understand this Blazer is quite nice inside and also quite roomy as well.
Yeah, the dash, it presents best from the front seat, and the dash top and the forward dash and the door sill tops all present very well. They're textured, they're grained, it looks like they're hand-stitched. There's very nice materials, and the fit and finish is very nice. There's also a really nice feature, too, where the temperature controls are really the outside rings of the center vents, which is a really good use of space. They have a very nice feel to them. It feels like a high-end vehicle.
But pricing-wise, if you check all the boxes, you're easily over the magic $50,000 mark. And how do you think that's going to play in the marketplace, Tom?
I don't know. That's a good question. I went back and checked, and right now they're selling about 5,000 of these a month. So they're on pace to do 60,000 units. That is well below the Equinox and comfortably below the Traverse. And the question is, what Chevy expected to do with this vehicle? If it's more of a profit center than a high-volume vehicle, then it probably works well for them. Also, there is that weird niche, because Honda did sort of the same thing when they introduced the Passport, which slots between the CR-V and the Pilot, but instead of going luxury with that, they kind of went off-road, also realizing that it's not that big a niche. And I think we're going to see more vehicles like this as consumers abandon sedans. People are going to be looking for smaller niches in the crossover market to try to catch some of those people.
Very well said. And big and tall guys are going to love the Blazer.
Yes, yes. Lots of room for me. I'm a big, big guy, and lots of room for our guy Damon Bell, who is 6'6". Both of us thought there was ample space in this vehicle.
Let's turn our attention to an Acura vehicle. This is the MDX in Sport Hybrid, guys, for the 2019 model year. Historically, we haven't seen that many hybrids from the Acura brand, but certainly historically, Acura has been a big winner for the brand. The nameplate has been a big winner with the awards every year given out by Consumer Guide. When we come back on the other side, we'll get Tom's take on the Acura MDX Sport Hybrid. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
You gotta love that 2020 mid-engine exotic Corvette. And since the last time Tom was with us, I've been looking at that vehicle, picture-wise, and taking a look at the interior. And boy, I am a believer, is all I can say. I really like the treatment of the interior with that sweeping row of knobs coming off the center stack. Kind of reminds me of a scaled-down Porsche Panamera when it first came out with all the switches and knobs. But we're talking about Acura right now, the 2019 Acura MDX Sport Hybrid Advance. And as I said a little bit earlier, Acura is a brand that usually does quite well at Consumer Guide.
Yeah, we're a big fan of Acura, and we like a lot of their products, largely because Acura products are priced somewhat below premium vehicles. They're less expensive than the Mercedes-Benz, BMW, or even Acura products, although the brand is positioned as sort of a near-luxury brand, not a luxury brand. But that said, the quality is always there. They're fun to drive, which is significant, and the thing that sort of appeals to us, even though the word consumer is in our name. But the MDX Sport Hybrid's a really interesting animal.
You guys did very well fuel economy wise with this vehicle, averaging 25.4 miles per gallon. And once again, very good marks for big and tall guys. And tell us a little bit more about the driving dynamics of this vehicle. How does it actually handle? How does it actually feel on the road?
Yeah, this vehicle is interesting because it's a hybrid in the way that Porsche crossovers are hybrids, and that the hybrid is almost geared more towards an enhancement of performance than fuel economy, though the fuel economy benefits as well. This is a slightly smaller V6. Acura goes from their traditional and excellent 3.5-liter V6 to a 3-liter V6 for this application, and mates it to a 47-horsepower electric motor for a combined, I think it's 321 horsepower. Interestingly, they go away from a conventional automatic to a 7-speed dual clutch, which is also a little bit sportier, and the shifts are a little bit crisper. But all in all, this is just a sporty vehicle to drive. It is quick. There's great power off the line. The hybrid system integrates very well. And again, the fuel economy is pretty good. 25 MPG from a midsize crossover with this kind of power is nothing to sneeze at. And like all MDXs, the interior is very nice. The ride and handling are good. This is just a very likable vehicle.
And price-wise, we're looking at upper 50s, $58,590, not including destination. And your vehicle was so loaded it didn't have any options and hit the pavement at $60,545. So a significantly priced vehicle, but nevertheless looks like one that for those who are in search of something that's going to offer a lot of technology and a lot of value for the money, this could be it.
Yeah, I think so. It's worth driving, and you probably want to check online, too, to see if dealers even have this vehicle. I don't think Acura has moved a lot of them, and I'm not sure they're in stock on every lot.
Good advice. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 if you would like to call in and ask Tom, publisher of Consumer Guide, or myself a question. If you're in the market for a new vehicle and are a little bit puzzled on where to go with that, we can help narrow your choices. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, we would love to help you out on that as well. 855-660-4261. Also, you can email us up anytime, 24/7, at bob@autoworldradio.com. We're now up to a all-wheel drive Altima from Nissan. This is the 2019 Nissan Altima SV all-wheel drive. And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe this is the first time that we've seen an all-wheel drive platform available in the Altima lineup.
It is. is, yeah, and this is very exciting for anyone in the snow belt looking for an all-wheel drive vehicle and not that interested in making the leap to a crossover. Nissan redesigned the Altima for this year, and a couple of interesting things happened. One was the availability of all-wheel drive, and the other was availability of the brand's insanely high-tech variable compression 2-liter turbocharged engine. However, the two are not available at the same time. So you can get a front drive vehicle with the brand's old school, but certainly perfectly fine 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. You can get that same engine with all-wheel drive, or you can get a front drive model with the new variable compression ratio engine. Either way, we like the Altima just fine. I'm not sure that it presents quite as well as does the Honda Accord, but it has its merits. It is a very likable car with a lot of front seat space. You can package it efficiently, so if you don't want an especially expensive car, lower trim levels do have a lot of the safety equipment that's normally available on other vehicles at higher prices. So the Altima has a lot going for it.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it's something to check out if you're definitely wanting a sedan and live in areas of the country that get significant snow, or I can even speak personally living in Florida. If you get lots of rain, you can really feel that all-wheel drive in the rain as well. So it's something not to overlook if you're in an area that gets battered by tropical-esque rains from time to time. But taking a look at the price out the door for this vehicle, $30,625, and it's a pleasant-looking vehicle. A little lacking on storage space, but once again, those folks probably would go for a crossover.
Exactly, and I think you're going to see more of that. As people leave sedans for crossovers, I think we're going to find sedans are going to be just a little bit more focused on single, you know, commuters and single drivers who typically drive alone, and things like in-cabin storage space and stuff like that might become less important details.
I want to encourage all of our listeners to log on to consumerguide.com and check out the Daily Drive, all the great work that Tom does. He's got a couple of interesting things up right now. He's got a gallery of classic Buick ads, which if you're a fan of old-time automobile advertisement like myself, this is a real feast for the eyes. And then another story, which is quite unusual. You title it, What If? A Gallery of All Alternative Universe Mercedes-Benz 300 SL Designs. And that's a story that was contributed by a gentleman not normally on staff, but very interesting piece.
Yeah, this was created by Frank Pyler. Frank was actually the guy that hired me at Consumer Guide almost 20 years ago. He was the first publisher. He has since retired from Consumer Guide. He is still publishing Collectible Automobile Magazine, which is done by some folks at our office. I'm not directly involved with that, but it's a fantastic magazine. But Frank likes to draw. Every now and then, he surprises us with one of these galleries, and I love the content. In this particular case, Frank went and looked and did a design study and wanted to know if the original Mercedes-Benz 300 SL, and this is the race car that preceded the production car, if that vehicle had been designed by other manufacturers. And these are the results of that incredible reverie.
It's definitely worth checking out. Just log on to consumerguide.com and click on the Daily Drive, the blog section, and you'll be all set. We'll step aside for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going trucking and much more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen states are now beginning to take small steps to reopen their economies, but other states are waiting for coronavirus cases to go down. The White House is indicating they could be getting more federal money to help with small businesses. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on CNN's State of the Union.
We're trying to get from, you know, from one side to the other. We're trying to get through this. We're trying to work through this. I don't want to rule in or out anything right now. We are in discussions internally and with leading members of Congress.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is standing with the police department in enforcing their city's lockdowns. She's warning people what will happen if they throw big parties.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
This is USA Radio News. Now that Attorney General William Barr has said it's time to start rolling back coronavirus-related restrictions, most Americans will begin to see increased activity, USA's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Barr said President Trump's plan to open the country provides a sensible framework to that end. The Attorney General also said they'll be on the lookout for restrictions that are too widespread, too generalized, or discriminatory toward liberty, such as religious liberty or free speech. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research tells us most churches follow those restrictions and did not conduct in-person worship services.
9 in 10 Protestant pastors say their congregations did not meet for an in-person worship service last month. A previous study from Lifeway Research found 99% of churches gathered physically at the beginning of March, but that had dropped to 7% by the end of March.
More than a dozen states are now allowing restaurants, stores, and some other businesses to reopen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now. And get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. I want to remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joys of driving fun in cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters can find cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning extra income or rent and use a special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. That's all caps, AUTOWORLD. Again, all caps. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. Tom Appel is with us, and Tom, this is an interesting company acquired by the Hagerty folks, and what they're basically doing is trying to get auto enthusiasts to share their classic rides. If you, for example, had a vehicle of collectible note and wanted to loan it out for, you know, $100 a day, $200, $300, the price ranges from about $100 to the most I've seen for some Lamborghinis is about $1,200 a day. But what this is doing, attempting to do, is merging the classic car owner with other classic car folks who perhaps can never afford to buy the actual vehicle but would like to have a special day in that, and they also rent them out for photo shoots, and they rent them out for occasions like weddings and other social events. But it's kind of a neat idea, and it's a little bit difficult to explain.
No, I love the idea, and not because it. I understand the appeal for people who can't afford to buy these vehicles, but there's also something very special about just having had the chance to drive something like that, an old Aston Martin, an old Jaguar, an old Pantera, anything. It's just a great thing to say you have under your belt and to experience that. I mean, cars were so different 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, so raw and so mechanically pure, and that's just an sensation that drivers today don't know. And I think that if you're responsible and can take part of this, I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, I think they've got something here. If folks, again, log on to driveshare.com. You can register. It's free to register. You'll get that $50 off a rental. Even if you don't use it, you should register it. We'll give you the opportunity. Tom can put in his zip code and find out what collectible cars are up for rent, in his area, as I have done down here in Florida and down here in my neck of the woods of the greater Orlando area of Florida. I have about 35 cars to choose from, all of them being classic with the exception of one Tesla Model S and two latter-day Lamborghinis. But one of these days they're going to allow me to check this out, so definitely going to have to report back on that. Let's talk about a truck that has gone through the paces at ConsumerGuide.com. It's the first spin of a GMC product, the GMC Sierra heavy-duty pickup, and once again, a big, bold grill. I mean, just when you think they can't get any bigger, I think they've just done it bigger.
Yeah, the front end of this truck is got to be 95% grill. That is a big honking grill. As you mentioned, this vehicle is not all new, but significantly redesigned for 2019, following the cadence of the big three manufacturers. The half-ton vehicle is usually introduced, and a year or two later, we'll see a redesign of the three-quarter and one-ton trucks, typically known as the heavy-duties or the super-duties, and Chevy and GMC are no exception. Our guy Rick Cotta hit the road and drove the new GMC Sierra, and the emphasis now seems to be significantly on towing. They have upped the torque of the 6.6-liter Duramax V6, and when properly equipped, and this number still astounds me, this vehicle is capable of towing more than 35,000 pounds, which is amazing. Additionally, the old gasoline V6, which had been a 6-liter, has been upgraded to a 6.6-liter engine, so a much larger gasoline engine is now available and standard.
Wow. It definitely looks like a very formidable truck, and no doubt GMC as a brand does pretty well for GM. I mean, they don't set records there, but boy, they are loyal followers of the GMC brand and tend to stay with it.
Yeah, they really do, and GMC has done well, too, with the Denali sub-brand, which gets its vehicles very much significantly upgraded interiors for significantly upgraded price tags. But shoppers seem to like them.
Absolutely. Let's move on to a first spin. This is Rick Cotta going out on the road and getting a look at a very important vehicle. It's the 2020 Subaru Legacy, and this vehicle has got an all-new global platform and, of course, has its symmetrical all-wheel drive and all the uniqueness of a Subaru. But tell us a little bit about Rick's thoughts about this particular vehicle.
Yeah, in the, shortly after the very similar Outback was redesigned, Subaru has revealed the legacy midsize sedan. And this competes in a category that was once extremely high volume, a little bit less so now. But legacy, like the Altima we just discussed, available with all-wheel drive. But in this case, it's standard. But the vehicle has been significantly updated for 2020. The infotainment system has been upgraded and simplified. That's Subaru's Starlink system. Interior space has been improved slightly. And the big news, too, is under the hood. The old Boxer six-cylinder engine has been replaced by a Boxer 2.4-liter turbo as the premium engine. A 2.5-liter engine is still standard. Our guy Rick came back very impressed by this vehicle, and I think it's one of the sleepers in the class. You hear a lot of discussion of the Accord and the Camry, and a little bit less of the Subaru, but and that might in part be Subaru's fault because they have so much emphasis on the Outback, which sells so well for them.
That's true, absolutely. But this, no doubt, will be a player, especially in those areas of the country which tend to draw in or purchase a lot of Subarus. I know in New England they do quite well. Parts of the Midwest do quite well, indeed. And even down here in Florida, believe it or not, it's growing in popularity. We're up to a premium sport performance car from Lexus. This is a 2019 IS350. However, this one is an all-wheel drive configuration and is equipped with the F Sport package. So that means more performance. And tell us a little bit about the driving dynamics of this vehicle from Lexus, Tom.
Yeah, this is one of those cars that not enough people think about or talk about. But this is really Lexus's competition for the BMW 3 Series or maybe the Audi A4. And it's a fun little car. It's available with a choice of engines. Ours came with the 3.5-liter V6 in F-Sport trim. Now, F-Sport doesn't get you more power, but it does get you specific wheels and tires, suspension upgrades, but upgraded brakes, and some different and unique body trim. And the result is a vehicle that is not nearly as aggressive as an M package from BMW, but it is sportier than the base vehicle. And if you look at it quickly, it's not exactly subtle, but a little bit more subtle than some of the high-performance stuff you can get these days. But it's a likable car. It is quick. It's just not as overtly sporty as perhaps the styling suggests. It's right there in the class. I think if you find the BMW maybe a little bit too pricey or the Audi perhaps just a little bit too over-designed, this might be the way to go.
Yeah, definitely a vehicle to take a look at. The base price being $44,995, rather, not including the $1,000 plus destination charge. Your vehicle was loaded up with lots of goodies, including the lovely Mark Levinson audio package and the navigation package for $51,875. As far as big and tall guys, well, the big guy gives it a C. And C minus, and the tall guy gives it a C, just plain C. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to go for some more test drives with Tom Appel. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The latest from ZZ Top is a documentary. Of course, the Eagles did one, very well-received, to say the least, called History of the Eagles. This one, however, is brand new, and it's going to be released in some theaters. I would imagine small independent-type theaters. But it's a story of ZZ Top, which is celebrating 50 years, believe it or not, right now. Tom Appel is with us, and we won't be getting Billy Gibbons on the program from ZZ Top because he is knee-deep in a major league tour supporting not only this documentary but also the fact that the band has been together for 50-plus years. So who knows? Well, maybe we'll catch him one of these days. Let's take a look at another vehicle from Lexus coming out of an F-Sport. Let's move into an RX, the vehicle that basically invented the crossover, the modern-day crossover, back in the late 90s. This, however, is a 2019 Lexus RX 350L, and believe it or not, has three rows of seats, which is something you never formally could get in an RX.
No, you couldn't. And I'm so glad you mentioned that about the RX, because this is a vehicle. Lexus does not get credit really enough for changing history, but the first premium car-based crossover was the Lexus RX 300, and it was a great vehicle. And it is now available with three seating rows. That's the 350L, which is now available. The interesting interesting thing about this vehicle is the third row is best described as emergency use only. It is very small, and there isn't a lot of space behind the second row seats. But that said, there are people who are looking for that, and three-row crossovers make up something like 15 to 20% of midsize crossover sales. So all manufacturers want to get their foot in the door and have something there just in case. I suspect that when we see the next generation of the RX, that third row situation will be improved. But that said, this is otherwise an RX 350, and that's a good thing. It is extremely refined. The interior is very nice, and all Lexus products feel like they were really put together well. It is not especially sporty. It is not especially fun to drive, but it is quiet, it is refined, and it is an excellent highway car.
And very well said, Tom. Let's talk about an interesting post that you put up about a concept car, and this is one that jogged my memory as well. It has been long forgotten by most of the automotive world, journalist-wise, the forgotten Pontiac Salsa concept vehicle. An interesting article to focus on, Tom. What brought you to the Salsa?
Yeah, I started doing this series of forgotten concepts after a conversation that I had at lunch with a bunch of our other editors, and you know, it's a shame that a lot of these things are forgotten. And the Salsa is a fascinating vehicle because it sort of draws from two other vehicles that were interesting. One was the Nissan Pulsar NX, which people may recall had a rear cap treatment that could be removed, so the car could be sort of a camback wagon or a cool looking little sports coupe. And also the Honda Del Sol, which was that sort of target roofed Civic vehicle. And the Salsa was that. It had three different rear end treatments you could choose from. It was kind of fun looking. It looked spunky, and it was kind of a follow-up to the Fiero. Nothing here ever saw production, but it's a very interesting design study and worth taking a look at.
Definitely, that's a piece that folks, you should definitely take a look at. And again, if you love classic American cars and history, you should also take a look at a photo feature that Tom has up on the 1954 Hudson Jetliner convertible prototype and the story that goes along with it. Taken from collectible automobiles, extraordinarily well done as well. Let's talk about a Range Rover. I have never had the opportunity to drive a plug-in hybrid variant of any Range Rover product, but you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2019 Land Rover Range Rover Sport plug-in hybrid, and no matter how you slice it, these vehicles are very expensive, but they're very, very nice. How was this particular variant of the Sport vehicle, this HSE P400E?
Yeah, and to follow up on what you said, yeah, the cabin of virtually any production Range Rover right now is just stunningly beautiful. It's amazing that anything with this kind of off-road potential has an interior this nice, because it is a sin to think about anyone stepping into this car with muddy boots.
Yes, it is.
but this is the plug-in hybrid version of that vehicle. And unlike the MDX, this is a little bit more about actual fuel economy and energy conservation than it is about sportiness, but it gets along just fine. This makes use of a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine augmented by a hybrid electric system plus a much larger battery, so you can plug it in, and I think we were averaging close to 15-20 miles on a charge before it would go to all electric. That worked out pretty well for our drivers, as we averaged 28 miles per gallon with this vehicle, which is pretty great mileage for a vehicle of this size and performance. Otherwise, it's very much like any other Range Rover, which means you can option it up to silly price. This particular example was, it came to about $93,000, but it's beautiful inside, and if you feel like you want to plug in your vehicle and get some free electric range before using gas, this is a nice way to go. I know that the acceptance rate of plug-in hybrids is relatively low, but they work if people are willing to commit to this.
Yeah, absolutely. For the right buyer, this could be the right vehicle. And again, just to echo your sentiments on the Range Rover brand, Land Rover brand, there's nobody out there that does interiors better in this type of vehicle, and certainly some of the best vehicles in all of the automotive world. come out of the folks at Land Rover Range Rover, so check that one out. Another interesting story that I wanted to touch on with you is a recent test drive, but a story about a vehicle that I haven't had the opportunity to drive yet, and that's the Acura sports car, the new NSX, and a story about Acura having racing in its blood. People will say Ferrari is a brand that has racing in its blood. Ford, with their GT supercar, likes to remind us that they've won Le Mans now a couple of times, so racing is in Ford's blood. But when you look at the facts and figures, Acura is also not too shabby when it comes to racing.
Yeah, Acura might be one of those brands that doesn't quite get the reputation it deserves for its involvement in racing. One of the interesting things about this story that our guy Rick Cotta put together, and I don't remember this, and I was there, I'm that old, was the extent to which that Acura used to campaign the Integra in racing. And the Integra was just such a great street car, but it did quite well in racing as well.
Yeah, it's something I've forgotten about too, so you know, I can understand your feelings about that, but definitely a great piece, and it's worth taking a look at. Folks, go to the Daily Drive at consumerguide.com. A quick spin is in order for the 2019 Honda CR-V Touring, always popular, this vehicle, and what's the latest here with this model?
There's not a lot of news here. It's just a really good, quick look back at one of Honda's most popular vehicles, and it's popular for a good reason. The CR-V is probably one of the best vehicles in the the compact crossover class. The Touring is a top-line model. These are powered by a 1.5-liter turbocharged engine, which works very well with the CR-V. CVT. And it's a nicely balanced car. This is one of those crossovers for people who don't want to think too much about their crossover. They just want something that fits four people in comfort, has some storage space, has good mileage, and in this case is available with all-wheel drive. We like it a lot. It has historically been a Best Buy, Consumer Guide awarded Best Buy. But this is impressive, too. In regular driving, we saw almost 30 miles per gallon, which is impressive for a vehicle with all-wheel drive.
Absolutely. Impressive technology-wise is the 2019 Toyota Prius XLE all-wheel drive -E. This vehicle has got a lot of technology, and you guys had the opportunity to drive it, and it's good to see an all-wheel drive Prius.
It is. I wish we would have seen this years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
We're well into the run of this generation of the Prius, and now the all-wheel drive comes out, just as sales of the Prius are going down. Our guy Riccardo drove this in another state. He was down in Arizona where he borrowed this vehicle and came away very impressed. What's most impressive is that the all-wheel drive system didn't seem to hurt fuel economy very much, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and traditionally that's not usually the way things go. So if you're in the market for Prius and need all-wheel drive or want all-wheel drive, here's the vehicle. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Tom. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. This is Bob Long, and thank you for listening to Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.